From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. It has been 2 weeks since terrorists unleashed attacks across Paris, killing at least 130 people and wounding hundreds more. Today, France held a solemn ceremony. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the ceremony took place in the courtyard of a historic military building.
One by one, the names and ages of the 130 victims were read aloud as their photos were displayed on a large screen in the courtyard of Les Invalides. The ceremony took place in front of 2,000 people, the family members of victims, survivors, and dignitaries, in a place usually reserved to honor fallen soldiers. President François Hollande said those killed in the terrorist attacks were mostly young and had died living out France's values of liberty, openness, and togetherness. The French president said an innocent generation had been struck and marked by the attacks, but it would not be vengeful. It would rise up and live fully for those who died. This generation, he said, has become the face of France. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The Russian government is looking for ways to punish Turkey, whose military was ordered this week to shoot down a Russian airliner, warplane that is, that reportedly breached Turkish airspace. NPR's Corey Flintoff says the opening salvo could be a financial strike on Turkey's economy.
Russia and Turkey do tens of billions of dollars worth of trade every year, so if Russia interferes with that trade, it'll be costly for both sides. For instance, if Russian tourists cancel their trips to Turkey, the Turkish tour industry stands to lose hundreds of millions of dollars. You have to remember, though, that Russian companies lose money as well.
NPR's Corey Flintoff. Meanwhile, in northern Syria, residents say they've seen American troops on the ground in the town of Kobani. NPR's Alice Fordham reports the U.S. has said it's deploying troops on the ground there.
A journalist in Kobani named Saad Ammar says he saw three Americans in brown and white uniforms eating in a restaurant in Kobani. That's the town where Kurdish forces, backed by U.S.-led airstrikes, fought a huge battle against ISIS earlier this year. They pushed the extremists out of Kobani, though at the cost of massive destruction there. Now those Kurdish fighters form the bulk of a new U.S.-backed anti-ISIS grouping called the Syrian Democratic Forces. Sources within that group tell the journalist Ammar there's now about 50 American soldiers deployed in the area. An American military official wouldn't confirm the deployment, but says the U.S. has previously said they will be putting a small number of troops on the ground in Syria in a non-combat role. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.
A suicide bomber has attacked a procession of Shiite Muslims in Nigeria's Kano state. Local authorities suspect the man was with the violent extremist group Boko Haram. They say at least 15 people were killed. You're listening to NPR News. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at the White House. NPR Scott Horsley reports a 19-foot-tall Christmas tree from Pennsylvania has arrived by horse-drawn wagon.
The Christmas tree's journey to the White House began when its growers, the Bustard family, won a blue ribbon in the Pennsylvania competition. They went on to win a national contest in July when it was so hot they had to pack their sample tree in 300 pounds of ice. A team from the White House later visited the farm and chose a Fraser fir to grace the blue room throughout the holidays. Jay Bustard says that's one of about 7,000 trees the family will harvest this year.
It'll be very busy, especially the first 2 weeks in December. They're the busiest. Right now we're starting to make wreaths and we're busy getting ready for everything.
This is the third year in a row that the White House Christmas tree has come from a farm in Pennsylvania. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. markets are closed after a half-day session this Black Friday. This is when the nation's retailers offer big bargains in the hopes of kicking off the traditional holiday shopping season with robust sales. The National Retail Federation is projecting an increase of 3.7%. Last year, holiday sales picked up more than 4%. This is the Fed watches the economy's overall performance. Analysts widely expect the central bank to raise interest rates before the end of the year. Dow was down 15 points at 17,798. NASDAQ up 12. S&P 500 up a fraction. This is NPR.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.